Moving is hard. So just do what the government says. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Even comedians would get on stage and they would shame people for trying to get informed about a medical treatment that was experimental, that they had to take or they would lose their jobs and they wouldn't be able to travel. And when people tried to get informed about that, other people shamed them. They would say, please tell me you're not going to do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman, he's the expert. What are you, Henry Ford?
I know, I had to play that again. It's just too good. It's too good. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, Friday show. Guess what? The phone lines are open. And I really want to hear from you. If you have something that you would like to inform people on, you don't have to be an expert in anything. I think experts are funny because a lot of the experts we get on TV are so bought and paid for. But I do want to get any helpful tips. Anything that could make everyone else's life better. I want just whatever you've come across that you're sort of questioning right now, things that have, like I'm questioning so many articles about Trump being in court. Do you know there's even an article about that they're keeping the courthouse cold on purpose? And we said there's going to be a gazillion of these, right? So you're going to have a lot of court cases. And it even said the headline today, court cases are multiplying. Why do you think that is? I mean, I could give you my answer, but it's very unpopular. I'm warning you. I'm going to take a caller, but the phone lines are open. 888. Okay. 888. Okay. 888-673-1450. And if you're listening to me live, I'd love to hear from you. I don't care what kind of tip it is. It can be something that makes people's lives better. It can be advice that you love. It can be, I just want to hear from you. I want to hear from anything that you feel like, hey, you know what? I would love it if people knew this. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, uh-huh. I walked into Aunt Elsie's kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I'm cleaning the oven. Don't touch it. It's very hot.
Okay.
Where did my little hand go for? Right for the oven. She carried a wooden spoon in her apron, and it struck like lightning on my little hand, and I was shocked. And I was clutching it to my chest, and she kneels down in front of me, and she grabs my shoulders, and she said, I told you not to touch the oven. It's very hot. It will burn you.
Right.
And then she kissed me on the forehead, and she told me to go outside and play. Now, what's the difference with that and the government? She loved me.
Right.
She didn't want me to get hurt. And I see that so clearly 60 years ago.
I love it.
Children, not disciplined, or children neglected as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Love
you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I do. I want to hear from you. Do you have something that would be really beneficial for people to hear? It could be anything. A tip, a life hack, something that you want people to know about on this Friday show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey, have you heard the term EGI?
I mean,
It stands for Elite Gender Inversion.
Okay. I have not heard this.
Yeah, so when you it's a EGI. Fancy way of saying transgenders.
Okay.
So when you go on Twitter, for example, like do hashtag EGI, and you will see so many people that are gender inverted since birth. And I'm telling you, like, there are so many more EGIs out there than we realize.
Interesting.
And it's really easy to do the research because if, like, archaeologists come across skeletons, they know the difference between a female and a male, right? There's certain things. It's obvious.
Right.
So, like, the head-to-shoulder ratio is an easy one. For a man, it's 3 heads across your shoulders. For a woman, it's 2.5. Okay.
Okay.
Also
the finger.
Collarbone.
The index finger,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the finger, the finger, the straight collarbone on a male, on a female, they're tilted.
Yeah, it's like goes up a little bit.
The length of the limbs, the cue angle on the walk, so you could tell by the way they walk, the way they run. A lot of these, like Prince Harry when he runs, it's a girl.
Interesting.
Like, okay. There are so many of them, it's crazy. And so that's my tip. I mean, if people... Like even, you know, I know we talk about Biden being, wearing a mask. I mean, that is so obvious.
Well, yeah.
But like if you look at Putin, for example, look at his so-called daughters. Those are not girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So when you see something like that, you're like, well, if he's got EGIs for kids, what does that say about him? And that's how you could start. That's how you could see like who's in this club and who's not. And it runs super deep. And I mean, if these guys are Satanists, which they are, and they worship Baphomet, Baphomet is a transgender, you know, demon.
Yeah, right.
And of course, these demons they worship are genderless. I mean, it goes back to that whole thing. They are inverting, you know, God's creation. I mean, everything they do is just backwards and upside down.
Well, what else is Lucifer going to go after, right? But our identity, who we are at our core, our soul, everything about us. Our relationship with our Father, you know, our God. It's amazing that we don't think of it like that. That we don't realize that He is truly after those things. I believe I get it for sure. Thank you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Very intriguing. Thank you. Though I think it's the forefinger on a male is higher than the ring finger. I'm pretty sure. On a female, it can be the same. You know, these two fingers on the same, or it can be lower, but on a male, it's higher, I think, than the ring finger. I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. So now you can go look at the hands of several people that have been in the news. we're really questioning, right, Mike? We're really questioning the gender, and go look at some of the features. The straight collarbone on the male, the one that's curved more on the female. We'll have a lot more of that stuff going on. Why? Because it's complete deception. Okay. Okay. Here's another one for you. Should you be taking cayenne pepper and hawthorn and some different things like that to help cleanse your blood vessels and kind of help with your heart, help with your blood if you have cracked heels or if you have ringing in the ears, all those kinds of things can come, says Dr. Barbara O'Neill. All those things can come as a direct result of you need to clean your blood vessels, and people do not do that. And cayenne pepper is the key to that. And there's lots of cayenne pepper supplements that you can take too. So I'm just giving you that tip. Something I've been thinking about lately, especially this week for some reason. I don't know why. And now I want to play this guy that got cancer. I want to play this for you, but it doesn't even have to be health driven. You can call up about anything, just like our last caller did. I want to hear what you're researching. I want to hear what you're looking at, what you've learned, what you think, a thought that's crossed your mind. 888-673-1450. Okay. 888. So 888-673-1450. I do want to hear from you because I want to hear some of your ideas and things that you've been researching. You guys are right on top of it. I've never met people that are just on top of it as you guys. Okay, here is a guy talking about what he helped cure his cancer. Here we go.
Wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival at 3 to 6 months life expectancy, and I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice. And the next day, I got a call.
Okay, for some reason, fembenzinol is what he took. He saw, for some reason, that recording came across with two recordings on it. So I'll get that in on the break and play it for you, but it's so amazing to me because of the things that we're looking at, how much of this is just, well, actually, no, I can play it now. I can play it now. Here we go.
I've already done my own research that once you have wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival at 3 to 6 months life expectancy, and I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice. And the next day, I got a call from a large animal veterinarian in Western Oklahoma, who's a college friend and family friend, and he told me this crazy story about a scientist at Merck on the veterinary side who has been doing cancer research on mice, and she had hundreds of mice that she'd implanted cancers in all their body parts, brain, stomach, liver, pancreas. parasitism, et cetera. And her mouse population came down with intestinal parasites. And so she had no choice but to save her research. She gave her all of her mice fenbendazole. If you went out to any zoo in the world, they bring in fenbendazole like a truckload, front-end loader, head-high piles in bays, because they give that drug to every single animal in the animal.
And one of the oldest and safest drugs around, right?
Yeah, it's been around for 40 years. So she did, and unfortunately, or fortunately for all of us, she also learned that she accidentally killed all the cancer.
Well, that was a surprise, right?
Yeah, it's just a serendipitous surprise.
Yeah, a surprise. Fenbendazole, F-E-N-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. Now, we've talked about this many times on the show before. But I wanted to play that again for you because that was about the Merck scientist who she was doing her study and the mice got cancer. And so she gave them fenbendazole. And I actually personally know somebody that took this and wiped out their own breast cancer. I'm telling you that there's so much to that. Okay. Fenbendazole. And if I was going to stockpile something... I'm pretty sure that that would be it. I would stockpile that. All right, caller, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Well, hey, Kate. Hi there. I don't know how many other people out there tried to warn family members and now we're seeing the results of them not listening. Yeah. But I just, in case this story is similar to anybody else out there, I had a sister-in-law who wouldn't stop getting boosters, unfortunately. And she now has a pituitary gland that is enlarging. The problem is that in research, they haven't been able to find a cure to stop the enlarging, and it eventually grows so large that it causes the patient to become blind and eventually die.
Wow.
She has finally, unfortunately, connected the dots and can say that the boosters have caused this for her. But she's only one of eight that I personally know of that things like this have happened, including turbo cancers, including dementia. Yeah. And it's just,
I know.
It's just so heartbreaking because they did not want to see, they did not want to listen. And then finally, when it's too late, then it's there.
Thank you.
They don't know what to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that call. So true. We're all seeing it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. And I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450.
Balance of Nature's